Welcome to Planet Earth, our loving home. Today's episode is entitled Vegan, the Fastest Way to a Cooler Planet, Part 4. We seek to introduce you to current information on greenhouse gas emissions, solutions for rapid planetary cooling, and why a plant-based diet is the quickest, most inexpensive way to reduce emissions and stabilize the Earth's temperature. Scientific research has shown that climate change is occurring more rapidly than the worst-case scenarios put forward by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, just a few years ago. Thus, many scientists and politicians are coming to realize the urgency of reducing the planet's temperature as quick as possible. In the past, efforts to mitigate global warming have focused almost exclusively on lowering carbon dioxide emissions. But we now know that although reducing CO2 is critical, even if the entire world switched to a zero carbon economy and lifestyle today, it would take thousands of years for this gas to dissipate. Some scientists and government officials now recognize that limiting shorter-lived greenhouse gases such as methane and ozone, and other contributors to warming such as black carbon released into the air from burning biomass and fossil fuels, can have a major influence in slowing planetary heating in a short amount of time. As one climate scientist says, "We need to reduce short-lived greenhouse gases today in order to ensure a livable planet for our children. And we need to reduce CO2 to ensure a livable planet for generations a few hundred years from now." Limiting these gases, particularly methane, is relatively inexpensive and rapid, whereas many of the technologies to reduce CO2 are either in their infancy or are costly and time-consuming to integrate into the current infrastructure. Scientific understanding of the role of livestock in accelerating global warming has increased as well. In 2006, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, released Livestock's Long Shadow. The report concluded that livestock production is responsible for 18% of total global greenhouse gas emissions, a number many now think is a low estimate, and summarized their findings with an ominous statement.
"The findings of this report suggest that it should be a major policy focus when dealing with problems of land degradation, climate change and air pollution, water shortages and water pollution, and loss of biodiversity. Livestock's contribution to environmental problems is on a massive scale, and its potential contribution to their solution is equally large."
In the same report, the Food and Agriculture Organization found that 9% of human-caused CO2 released is from livestock raising, with the majority of this 9% coming from land use changes. The activities that are driving such changes are things like the deforestation of the Amazon to make space for cattle to graze, as well as to create fields for cultivation of animal feed. Livestock's Long Shadow also concluded that the livestock sector is the single largest source of anthropogenic or human-induced methane on the planet, accounting for 37% of the gas. In the context of factory farming, methane is created from animal manure and from the digestion process of ruminant animals such as sheep, goats, and cows. Among other sources, nitrous oxide is released by animal manure and synthetic nitrogen fertilizers, which are currently in use in non-organic farm settings. The Food and Agriculture Organization calculated that the livestock sector is responsible for 67% of all human-induced nitrous oxide emissions. Nitrous oxide has 296 times the global warming potential of CO2. Since this report came out, the pace of climate destabilization has accelerated and governments around the world are searching for answers. We know that in addition to CO2 and other long-lived gases, in the near future, a reduction of shorter-lived greenhouse gases like methane and ozone, along with lessening of the release of black carbon or soot into the atmosphere, is imperative for cooling and for the very survival on the planet. Preliminary research in Antarctica suggests at least the Antarctic Peninsula, which is one of the faster melting areas of Antarctica, is being affected by biomass burning in South America, particularly the burning of the Amazon rainforest, which is being raised to create land for cattle to graze and to produce food for livestock to eat. Again, these types of facts have led to questions as to whether the Food and Agricultural Organization's estimate that livestock raising is responsible for 18% of humankind's total greenhouse gas emissions is too low and thus does not accurately reflect meat's true cost to the planet.
Since people found out about this talk that I was going to give here today, I've received a number of emails from people that I respect saying that the 18% figure is an underestimate. It's a low estimate, and in actual fact, it's much higher.
Yes. We know that animals contribute about a half of the greenhouse gas emissions, principally through methane emissions to the atmosphere. We certainly do need to think about the emissions that are coming from animals, particularly when they're intensively housed.
Food Watch, a German consumer organization that seeks to ensure food quality and safety, conducted a study in 2008 comparing the carbon release associated with a meat-based diet and with other diets. They found that the carbon emissions from a meat-based diet of one person creates the equivalent carbon footprint of driving a mid-sized car 4,758 kilometers over the course of a year. But emissions from a vegan diet was found to be equivalent to driving 629 kilometers in a year, one-seventh the amount of a meat-based diet, or 87% less than a meat and dairy-centered diet. The biggest savings by far was an organic vegan diet, which is the equivalent of driving only 281 kilometers annually, a full 94% less carbon emissions than that associated with a meat-based diet.
I pledge to go veg on Meat Out Day.
What about eating only locally grown foods? What effect would that have in mitigating climate change? Stay tuned, and we'll explore the topic when we return. You're watching Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, on Supreme Master Television. This is Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, where we are discussing the ways to mitigate climate change and keep our planet cool. Some have suggested that eating locally sourced foods, no matter what type, is an answer to global warming. However, it turns out that research has shown that by keeping a vegan diet, one can reduce her or his greenhouse gas emissions by an overwhelming percentage compared to the emission savings from eating only locally grown foods. This was the conclusion of Dr. Christopher Weber of the prestigious Carnegie Mellon University in the USA.
So basically what we were trying to do was take a look at how much emissions reduction you could get by buying more localized food and compare that to how much emissions reduction you can get by eating differently. So we compared the average American's diet and looked at, in general, where that food came from and the average distances it was shipped, by what mode of shipment it was made, and calculated how much emissions was associated with that. And then also looked at the entire production phase and tried to figure out how many emissions were associated with actually producing the food that the average American household eats. And as it turns out, production completely swamps the transportation components, such that over 80% of the emissions were due to production, and you can have a much better chance of reducing your emissions by changing your diet.
How much more efficient is it to eat an entirely plant-based diet than eat an entirely locally grown diet?
The average American household makes about 8 tons of greenhouse gas equivalent emissions through their food choices. And we figured out that by shifting to a totally localized diet, you could reduce approximately 4 to 5% of those emissions. Shifting to a plant-based diet, you do that 7 days a week, you can actually reduce your emissions quite a bit from the average, getting up to about 60% below the average household if you eat a completely vegan, plant-based diet with no dairy.
Governments worldwide are challenged with the task of reducing greenhouse gas emissions in the midst of an economic recession. The Netherlands Environmental Assessment Agency conducts research and makes recommendations to the Dutch government regarding environmental sustainability. Their recent study, entitled Climate Benefits of Changing Diet, analyzed the entire meat production cycle and the consequences that would follow if people modified the types of food they chose to eat. It also calculated the monetary cost of halting climate change, which was defined as a goal of stabilizing atmospheric CO2 at a level 50% of 450 parts per million. The report concluded that $20 trillion, or 50% of a total $40 trillion, the total estimated cost to achieve the goal, could be saved if there was a global shift to a low-meat diet. Department Director Dr. Joep Oud Louis gave further details in a phone interview with Supreme Master Television. One question he answered was, what would be the effect on the goal in the case of everyone transitioning to a completely meat-free diet?
If you would go for a completely meatless diet in the next 10 to 15 years, then in the year 2050, you would have a 70% reduction of attaining the climate goals. That's a substantial cost reduction in getting to the same climate targets.
With a vegan diet, that percentage was calculated to be even higher, 80%. Another benefit of ending meat consumption was discovered in the course of the research. It was concluded that if all adopted the plant-based diet, land no longer used for livestock raising could again grow trees and plants that would absorb carbon from the atmosphere.
And we assume that the grasslands that were not used by cattle anymore would go back to their natural state. For that reason, several parts of the world will grow forests and retain carbon in terms of more woodland.
To close, the case for the adoption of a vegan diet to cool our planet is strong and clear. May all across the world rapidly take up this simple, quick, and noble lifestyle so as to save our wonderful home. We thank you for joining us for the concluding program of Vegan, the Fastest Way to a Cooler Planet series, here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned for enlightening entertainment next, up after Noteworthy News. May the grace of heaven be upon you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE.